Misbehavior Before the Enemy, June 21, 2010, Craig L. Bosley, M.D. The President applauds the latest United Nations sanctions against Iran, saying they are the toughest sanctions ever faced by the Iranian government. Did he not hear Ahmadinejad describe them as a used handkerchief that should be thrown in the waste bin? Did he not hear him call the sanctions pesky flies? Is the President the only person in the world who actually believes the UN sanctions are of value? Does he understand he is the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, and this duty is his primary constitutional responsibility? Does he understand that while he cowers before Iran, Americans die at the hands of Iranian-backed terrorists? Does he understand that his responsibility as Commander-in-Chief supersedes his world-stage political posturing? Does he understand that Iran is a terrorist nation and a threat to the United States? Does he understand he needs to solicit the support of our allies to deal with Iran rather than pleading with the United Nations to do it for him? Does he understand his discussions with our allies need to center on Iran and not on how much money he expects them to spend to support his economic recovery plan for the world economy? The President's priorities? I researched the cost of the very best body armor available. The President eagerly spent about $20,000 for each car in his Cash for Clunkers program. By comparison, as Commander-in-Chief, he would only need to spend about $10,000 for each combatant for the very best body armor. Values, principles, priorities. The President must recognize that Iran is our enemy. He must stop issuing feigned threats and cowering behind feigned resolve. His actions are beneath the dignity of our nation, and as a military father, I am offended and embarrassed by his behavior. The President needs to stop talking and start listening to his own State Department. It reports Iran remains the most active state sponsor of terrorism and routinely provides safe haven, substantial resources, and guidance to terrorist organizations. Moreover, Iran poses a grave WMD terrorism threat because of its nuclear program, its capability of producing biological and chemical weapons, and because it supplies weapons, training, and funding to Taliban fighters in Afghanistan. Iran arranges arms shipments, rocket-propelled grenades, mortar rounds, 107mm rockets, and plastic explosives to Taliban members who have killed coalition forces. Iran also continues to provide lethal support to Iraqi militant groups that target coalition and Iraqi forces and kill innocent Iraqi civilians. Further, Ahmadinejad provides militants with the capability to assemble improvised explosive devices with explosively formed projectiles that are specifically designed to defeat armored vehicles. Isn't that enough proof, even for our president? He needs to act like the Commander-in-Chief and inform Ahmadinejad that he must immediately stop all activities hostile to the United States and eliminate all terrorists harbored in Iran. If Ahmadinejad refuses, then the President needs to order our military to seek out and destroy the enemy in Iran. It is less than subtle that Iran is a threat to our national security. The President has become reminiscent of the leadership during Vietnam, drawing magic lines the enemy can cross, but we cannot. As Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, I believe the President is subject to the Uniform Code of Military Justice and should study his responsibilities, along with the consequences of failing those responsibilities, especially Article 99, Misbehavior Before the Enemy. I believe he is failing to provide all practicable relief and assistance to his troops in Afghanistan by refusing the troop requests of General Stanley McChrystal. I believe he is also guilty of endangering the safety of his command by failing to deal with Iran and failing to allow his command to seek out and destroy the enemy in Iran. Our nation deserves leadership and a Commander-in-Chief. I have a son who will be deployed. I expect the President to act like the Commander-in-Chief and do all he can to protect my son. If he finds that politically burdensome, perhaps an Article 99 court-martial is warranted. Mr. President, just do your job.